So put to death,
pay attention,
put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual sin.
Have how much to do with sexual sin?
Zero.
You want to have nothing. Now, this is not Thurman Scrivener talking. This is the Word of God talking.
Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, shameful desires. Don't be greedy for the good things of this life, for that is idolatry. And look at verse 6. God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things. Now, who's he talking to? Oh, I know he's talking to the lost world. No, he's talking to the church. He's talking to the church. Somebody said, God's anger, that would never come upon me. God would never give me a spanking. Oh, yes, he will. I guarantee he'll give you a spanking and you won't like it. That's why there's so many sick people in the church today, because they've been disobedient, and that's what God has done. He has given them a spanking. Now then, when they learn and they repent, then God heals them. I've seen him heal people of everything you can imagine. You know, so, hey, he tells us what to get rid of up there. Sexual sin, impurity, lust, shameful desires, greedy, good things of this life, that all that's idolatry. Because God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things. Do you want God's terrible anger to come upon you? Oh, it wouldn't be so bad if I was turned loose on you to hurt you. But what if God was turned loose on you? Somebody said, well, Thurman might beat the thunder out of me. I'm little and he's great big. If he was really mad at me, he might beat me up in there all the time. But that wouldn't be nothing compared to the anger of God, would it? I'm going to tell you, I'd a whole lot rather turn 4 or 5 big bruisers loose on me than God. Hadn't you, Jack?
Yes, sir.
I'd rather take my chances with 4 or 5 of those mean, wicked guys. They're going to beat me up. But who knows what? They might even kill me. But if I'm walking in obedience to God's word, at least when I die, I get to go to heaven. I don't want God's terrible anger to be turned loose on me. And does he say he will if you do those things? Yeah. And see, we don't even realize that. We go out and do all these crazy things and not realize. Say, if you do something crazy, if you've been involved in any of those things, any kind of sexual sin, any kind of impurity, any kind of lust, any kind of shameful desires, greed, and all those things, what do you need to do immediately?
Repent
and tell God, God, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. And will he forgive you? Yes, he will. He sure will. And of course, the story about Ray Martinez back there on the Testimonies of Miraculous Healings. But Ray called me several times. I went over to their house, and he had unforgiveness toward his wife. His wife had done something he didn't like, and he was not going to forgive her. I kept telling Ray, I said, Ray, you got to forgive your wife. God demands you forgive. Nope, I ain't going to forgive her. I said, Ray, if you don't forgive her, eventually God's going to strike you with some kind of sickness and disease. I don't believe that, Thurman. I said, well, I don't care if you believe it or not. I'm going to guarantee you it's going to happen. God said he's going to discipline you. Well, I ain't going to forgive her. So I go over there about 3 or 4 times. He never would forgive her. Finally, one day he called me and said, would you come back? We want to talk to you again. I said, nope, I ain't coming. I said, are you going to forgive her? Nope, I ain't going to forgive her. I said, then I ain't coming. I said, I've had it with you. I am not coming until you forgive. I ain't coming back no more until you obey God. Well, he said, but you told me God's going to whip me, and he hadn't done it yet. I said, be patient. He will. He says he will. Does he not? So I said, just be patient. Just keep up your unforgiveness. Well, about 6 months later, his wife called and said, Thurman, will you come pray for Ray? He's had a stroke. I said, oh, I told him it was going to happen. I told him it was going to happen. So when I went over there, he's seeing 3, can't hardly talk, you know, he can't hardly get around. And I said, well, Ray, go to the doctor and let the doctor check you and see what's wrong with you. And if he confirms it's a stroke, then don't let him put you in the hospital. Don't take any medicine. Just come home. Let's stand on the Word of God. But I said, do you forgive this girl? Oh, yes, I forgive her. Oh, hey, it's amazing how easy it is to forgive now. You know, it would have been real easy when he was well, but he wouldn't do it. So he forgave. And then he went to the doctor, and they confirmed it was a stroke. So I told him, I said, now you start standing on the Word and start, while I'll pray over you. He said, do you believe God will heal me, Thurman? I said, I know he will. How long do you think it's going to take? I said, you'd like for him to do it in 5 minutes, wouldn't you?
said, oh, yes. I said, but he ain't going to do it in 5 minutes. He said, why? I said, how many years did I tell you to forgive your wife? Well, I don't know, probably two or three anyway. I said, well, let's hope he don't take 2 or 3 years to heal you. But I said, I can guarantee he won't do it overnight. I said, now, he's a whole lot more merciful than we are, but I said, it may take a month or two or three or maybe more, I don't know. Well, in 6 months, he's got to where he could see two again instead of three. And then in 2 more months, he could see one again. And in 8 months, he was totally, completely healed and from his stroke. But let me tell you what, you talk about a boy that walks in obedience to God's word now? Woo, he got a spanking. He didn't like it, I'll tell you for sure. 8 months he was beat up on by that devil, and he didn't like it. But I told him all the time, walk in obedience to God's word, forgive your wife. He wouldn't do it. Let's go on here. God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things. Well, let's see if there's any more of these things. Let's go on down verse 7 and 8. You used to do them when your life was still part of this world. Now, that's the way we used to live. But now is the time to get rid of anger. Now's the time to get rid of what? What does it say? Who's supposed to get rid of all this stuff? People come up to me all the time and say, you know, I got this anger and rage problem. Will you please ask God to deliver me from that? No, that's not scriptural. He'll help you, but who did he tell to get rid of the anger and rage? Who? You, absolutely. Take authority over that thing. But now is the time to get rid of anger and rage, malice, I mean behaviors, slander, and dirty language. Who can control all of that? You can. Every time you start to tell a dirty joke, if you're a Christian, there's something in there that says no. No. But we don't listen. And finally, our pipe gets so stopped up with the crud, we can't hear him no more. He's in there screaming, don't do this. But you ain't hearing it because it ain't getting through all that crud, all that sin. So you finally get to where you can just, you stop going to church. You can tell dirty jokes. You can go out and commit adultery on your wife. You can do all kinds of things. And you absolutely have no feelings because your pipe is so stopped up. God's in there screaming, don't do it, because if you do, it's going to make you sick. I'm going to judge you. And we don't hear him, but he's screaming. He don't want you to be sick. He don't want you to die young. He don't want you to die early. He wants you to be well. But he's telling us, get rid of these kind of things. He says, now is the time to get rid of anger, of rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Get rid of it. That's not something that glorifies my church. You're supposed to walk in love and love each other. Uh-oh, here's another little thing. Don't do what? Now, how many of you tell a little lie once in a while? I had a young man down to seminary the other day. He says, he asked me a question. He said, do you ever lie? I told him, no, sir, not intentionally. I said, now, I might tell you something, and we find out later that's not what it was, but I said, when I told you, I thought it was the truth. I don't never tell you. If I know something's not the truth, I ain't going to tell you. That's just like you in this room. When I tell you something at this church, to the best of my knowledge, it's absolutely 100% true. If it's not, I am not going to tell you. Because he says, don't lie to each other. For you have stripped off your old evil nature and all its wicked deeds. My old wicked nature is supposed to be gone. In its place, you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ who created this new nature within you. What if you don't stay in the Word? You're not learning nothing. You're staying in the same place. And of course, unfortunately for us guys, most men, they may go to Sunday school or to church when they're young. But then when they get a little older and have their own family, they think, well, I've read the Bible once or twice, so I got it. I don't need that no more. Let the wife and the kids go to church. I got to work on Sunday. You know, I got to go fishing. That's the only day I have off. You know, or I got to do something else. Let her and the kids go to church. And so you quit learning. So the next thing you're doing, when you're out there running around with your boat on the weekend while your wife and kids are at church, you happen to run into some pretty little thing out there in her bathing suit. And she swims up beside the boat and pulls herself up into your boat. And the first thing you know, you and her riding around. And then first thing you know, you're in bed with her. And you're telling your wife a lie. Does those things ever happen to church members? Oh, yeah. They happen all the time. Why do they happen? Because we get out of the Word. We get our pipe stopped up in there. If you keep that pipe clean and pure and holy, when that girl starts to swim up to that boat, the Holy Spirit will say, tell her about me. I was in Minneapolis, stayed in the Marriott Hotel one night years ago. I had to drive around the back to go into the area where I was going to stay, one of the big spread out Marriotts. I was walking up, carrying my bag, and this beautiful 35 or so year old young lady, high heels on, dressed like a model. She walked up to me and said, sir, what room are you staying in? I looked at her and I said, are you a Marriott employee? Now, I don't see your badge. I mean, she could have been, you know. I mean, she could have been, you know, because, but she didn't have a badge on said Marriott. And so if she'd had one on, I'd have told her, you know. And because I thought, well, she, you know, she's some kind of special something that worked for the hotel. But I says, do you work for the hotel? And she said, well, no. I said, well, then why do you want to know what room I'm in? She said, well, I thought after you got settled in, you might like some company. I said, young lady. Now, of course, back in those days, I wasn't a whole lot older than her, but I still called her young lady. I said, young lady, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Oh, she said, you're one of those kind? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm one of those kind. She just turned and, boy, she's gone. I wonder how many men she deceived. It says when you yield to those kind of women, you're on your way to death and hell, the Word of God says. Hey, I ain't never seen a woman good enough to go to hell for, have you? But there's a lot of men in hell today because they slept with a lot of women that wasn't their wives. And they never repented of that sin. Never told nobody. And many of them got sick. And what did we say a while ago when we, all that sexual sin, what comes upon you? The wrath of God? Somebody says, God would never do that. Hey, if he said it in the book, you think he'll do that, Jack?
Yes, sir.
You know he will. Because he said it, right? But now I don't want the wrath of God to fall on me, do you? I'd hold up rather have his blessing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.